I think we're going to see such a huge regeneration, particularly on the North Bank, particularly on this huge and terribly grand area, which has somehow got overlooked by London, which is the south side of the Aldwych, the straight side of the Aldwych, the Strand. Once that has kind of bloomed back into life again, been brought back perhaps into being a pedestrian area, pedestrianised completely with the Aldwych becoming two-way traffic, the difference it's going to make to this, to the businesses here, to the accessibility, to how people will want to come to this part of London, because just across there, with Temple Gardens and the Inns of Court, the Middle Temple, it's got some of the loveliest buildings in the whole of Britain, medieval buildings, which nobody really knows about because nobody's drawn this way. So I think it's going to be like putting some gorgeous mulch on the garden. We're going to see it just growing and growing. And this part of London is suddenly beginning to become a proper destination in itself. Then, of course, with the Garden Bridge linking across to the South Bank, which has already got such a huge amount of artistic endeavour going on and great wide boulevards you can walk on. It'll become so simple, because remember, crossing the Thames is only like walking down one street. A bridge is only a street. In a slightly different location. So this would be like walking through a garden. It's evenly divided. First of all, my first thought was always for Londoners, the people who use London on a daily basis, who live here and who are so proud of it. But also, we want our city to look wonderful for people who come here. So, of course, the thought that they will come and see a different part of London and London looking at its loveliest, and then with this phenomenal bridge, something so very different, unique in the world, it'll, of course, be for the tourists, but this isn't a tourist attraction. This is something for the regeneration of London. And it's like going to be like a little... It's going to be like a little tiara across the Thames. And without the Thames, London wouldn't even be here.
And very last question. Have you coped with the tube strike today? You came by taxi. Do you have sympathy with the strikers, or would you, or do you think that actually they should think again?
I wish I knew more. I've been listening like mad on both sides, and both of them have got their hands on their hips going, whereas being as reasonable as can be, and you go, oh, heck, you all sound so reasonable. I wish it wasn't happening. I adore the tube, so I hope it gets back to normal soon.
Thank you very much.